Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome on back to Dana and Parks. And hey, stick around for the bonus hour. One of my very, very favorite things of all time today. Two good friends of mine who are filmmakers came in with the subject of their film and his wife. And you will hear it in the bonus hour. And they started out making a film about his surf school. He is the most peaceful, lovely human being you have ever met. And he was helping low-income and kind of troubled kids find their inner peace through surfing in Hawaii. And that's what the film was about. And so they finished shooting the documentary. It's called Uncle Bully's Surf School. And right as they finish filming, the hurricane hits, then the wildfires hit and wipe out Maui. And Maui is still reeling from those fires. It is long since vanished from the headlines. But Maui is still reeling, and we sat down with all four of them to talk about where they were when the fire broke out, how they escaped, and the film that has now had to be completely re-edited because the film was finished. Then the fire wiped out Bully's surf school and home.
Throws an entire different story into the middle of the story that they were already telling.
Editor, please.
And the whole story about them hopping in the golf cart.
Oh, God. With
driving
the embers
the wrong
flying
way down a one-way street. I mean, you got to break the rules for safety. That, wow. You don't want to miss it.
He saved their lives with that golf cart, and then that's coming up at 6 o'clock. Can we talk about the hawk? I know we're not going to be able to get anyone from Animal Control on today, but it is one of my favorite stories of the day. If you miss the social media post, it is hilarious. Somehow, Overland Park Animal Control officers managed to rescue a hawk that got stuck in the netting out at Top Golf, you know, around 100th and, what is that, Knoll? Those enormous nets?
107th and Knoll. Yes, they do look like dumpster nets dump nets.
This is from Channel 9. One bird's afternoon flight in Overland Park was a major swing and a miss on Wednesday afternoon. The Overland Park Police Department says it was asked to rescue a hawk that somehow managed to get caught in that massive net at the city's Top driving range. That's the noise the bird made when it got stuck.
For the hours that it was trying to get itself unstuck before they were able to rescue it.
We're going to have Overland Park Animal Control's head officer on tomorrow afternoon. We could not get this done today. She's right in the middle of something else. But I would almost guarantee you of all of the calls they have ever taken at Overland Park Animal Control, a rescue of this nature that high involving a bird, I cannot imagine that has ever happened before. And if you were over there when this happened, we'll entertain that call at 913-586-7798. Anyway, the Overland Park Police Department says it was asked to rescue the hawk. And when they got there, they found the bird stuck not just in the net, but near the very, very top of the 120-foot nets. Responding officers made several calls, one to the fire department, one to a game warden, one to Operation Wildlife. And after multiple hours of brainstorming, police say Top Golf was able to somehow secure a large enough truck to reach
They brought in the a bird. Crane truck. Yeah. Somebody had to get up there. They couldn't bring the net down.
Listen to this. Overland Park police said truck operators got a crash course in bird of prey handling while also receiving help from animal control officers in nearby Prairie Village. It took several hours, but sure enough, they were able to pull the federally protected red-shouldered hawk from the top golf net. By the way, red-shouldered hawks' breeding range spans eastern North America and along the coast of California, northern, northeastern, central Mexico. Hawk is embarrassed, I think, but in stable condition at Operation Wildlife. Police are hopeful that the bird will make a full recovery and will soon be able to return to its natural habitat. But maybe we don't release the bird anywhere near Topgolf.
Hasn't it long been known that hawks have incredible vision?
Yes.
They can see a mouse in a field from, I don't know, a mile away or something ridiculous.
And then ran right into the
net.
How'd
you not see the net, man?
Have you not ever turned around in front of a patio door and walked right into it?
I have walked through a patio door.
That's exactly, you know exactly what happened.
Oh, yeah.
And you know when the hawk got stuck, it was like, really? As other birds flew by making fun of him.
From the text line, did everyone hit a birdie that day?
Wow. Wow. Really?
Cock-a-caw.
Really? 913-586-7798 is the number. Coming up tomorrow, we're working on the time. I think it's going to be 2 o'clock. You heard me talking this week about schools grappling across the country with AI generated images of their students. And I think the story we read was out of California. There's also a case, I think, in Oregon.
It's happening all over.
Teenage girls are saying that boys in their school are using AI to create what looks like very real pornographic images and videos of girls in school. It's not the girls, it's AI. And as soon as we talked about that, I get a text from someone that said, this is happening here. I wasn't surprised to hear that. I was surprised at the rapid pace with which that call came into my phone after we talked about it, that it is happening here, and that I'm not going to name the school, but that the school in particular where this happened had no idea how to handle it, which is what we're hearing out of the cases in California and Oregon. That the schools are like, is it illegal? I don't know. It's not. One mom went to the school and said, why didn't you report this? And the principal replied, report what?
It is illegal in the state of Missouri.
So we are going to talk about that tomorrow. We are not going to give her name, but we are going to tell you so you can talk to your teenagers about this. You know, as a mother of girls and boys, I will tell you, talk to your sons about this. This is not funny. This is doing enormous damage emotionally to the girls that are getting, their images are being used for this. It's disgusting. And we'll have that discussion again tomorrow on Dana and Parks. Back with more Straight Ahead. Stick with us. Looks like there's some rain out there to our east. Did you hear a tree, Sam, fell on a Weston Senior Living Center and 4 residents have been displaced because of it?
Those storms are no joke. I thought, honestly, after yesterday's thunderstorms, that this morning's were going to be much less severe.
Yeah, this was a whopper. 4 residents, yeah. Listen to this, were displaced this morning after a tree fell on their assisted living space. Officials reported no serious injuries, thankfully, at Western Senior Citizen Housing, but many in the area lost power from the storms. Police told Channel 5 that one woman at the center had just been sleeping in her bedroom and then got up and went into her living room to lie down about an hour before the tree crashed into her bedroom.
Ooh.
My God.
Yeah, thank God for that timing.
She was not injured. Another resident described her experience. She said, I had to go through the branches just to get to her door, and I rang and no one answered. Finally, she yelled at me through the window. She had to crawl out between the limbs and other things and then crawl out the front kitchen window. Power at nearby West Platte Elementary School was turned back on early this morning. The Red Cross was heading there to assist. It is a massive tree. I'm looking at the video now. My God. They are so lucky.
Well, and the storms earlier this week took down a 200-year-old tree in Parkville.
Oh. That makes me sad.
Injured the two in Overbrook.
Did you hear this? Red Lobster, home of Endless Shrimp, that didn't work out well, is mulling bankruptcy after spoiling its customers with all-you-can-eat lobster. The seafood chain Red Lobster is considering filing for bankruptcy, according to Bloomberg. Declaring bankruptcy would allow Red Lobster to keep its business going while paring down its debts and expenses. Red Lobster didn't comment. The news comes after Red Lobster's attempts to draw in more customers with its signature all-you-can-eat deals backfired.
Right.
The Ultimate Endless Shrimp deal, which has been running for more than 18 years, basically for $20, you could gorge yourself on as much shrimp as you wanted. Well, Red Lobster last summer decided to offer that every day instead of once a week. That math would never add up.
They were trying to drum up more business because they were already struggling. And so their philosophy was, well, we'll get more people in the door if we offer this every single day. And then more people came in the door and they realized, well, wait a minute, we're actually losing more money than we're making because every single person that walks in is getting the endless shrimp.
Is coming in and gorging on shrimp.
And then eating more in value of shrimp than they paid.
I'm telling you.
Not the smartest business decision.
I know, but I'm telling you, if they took the cheddar biscuits and just said, we're going to charge $500 for these, they would make up all of their money and more. Because that's how much I would pay for a cheddar biscuit right now. But that's how good those are.
They're not good enough for people to come in the door?
I don't know.
Also, when was the last time you were in a Red Lobster?
Okay, Sam.
I'm not trying to call you out because...
First of all, what does that mean? The last time I was in a Red Lobster and then you left. Just go ahead. What is that?
I'm not trying to call you out because I can't tell you the last time I was in a Red Lobster.
The last time I was in a Red Lobster.
At the intersection of never and...
No,
20 years
I have
ago?
Been there. I have been there because I've had their cheddar biscuits and I know how good they are.
You can buy the cheddar biscuits at the grocery store.
That's what Chris told me today. I go, really?
Yeah.
All right. When was the last time I was at a Red Lobster? Okay.
1996.
No, I think there's one in Topeka.
When did you move out of Topeka?
1996. Jerk.
When was the last time you went to Topeka? 1997.
You know, it's not that I wouldn't go. I just don't think there's one around where I live.
There's one on Metcalf.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Got it. Do you know what I really love is the Bristol? I'm going to be honest.
Their problem is that I think, quite frankly, their just restaurant idea as a whole is outdated.
No, they're a victim of their own success is what it is. People went in for the $20 all-you-can-eat shrimp because that's a great deal.
Right, but then the
and
other
And now they
meals,
don't have any money.
Yeah, the other meals that they would actually make money on aren't high-end
right.
enough
so
to
let
draw
me ask
on the crowd.
Let me ask you this, because the phones are ringing. You never know what's going to light somebody's fire, and apparently today it's cheddar biscuits. Serious question. Is casual dining, the Red Lobster and the Applebee's and the Chili's, is that model dead? Because that's essentially what Sam just said. Is just that model of the sit-down and... you know, spend about $20 or $30. And if it's dead, why?
Well, that's the problem right there.
Why? Those restaurants used to be so popular.
It's no longer $20 or $30 for you and one other person. It's now $60, $70, $80 for you and one other person. And there are much more.
At a Chili's?
Oh, yeah. $20 a plate. You get a couple of beers each. Add tip on there. You're looking at $60 right there.
Let's go to Jacob in Overland Park. Hi, Jacob. Go ahead.
Dana, I think you're confusing the biscuits at the Bristol with Red Lobster.
They also have biscuits, and they are so good. And they bring them to your table.
Yeah, the Bristol, those are incredible. The Red Lobster ones, Sam's right. You can get them at the grocery, and they're underwhelming at best.
Jacob, thank you for the call.
From the text line, again, this is just anecdotal. My husband and I and our two children went to one of those restaurants that you're mentioning back in January for his birthday.
Hey.
The service, horrible. Not enough staff. There were not even very many people in the restaurant eating, and we still had horrible service. I complained, got a gift card. I guess I better use it in case they close their doors.
Oh, yeah, go get you some of those cheddar biscuits.
$68 for my wife and I to eat at the old Applebee's.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So the idea of that.
Come on.
The idea where you could go in and spend $15 a plate. And if you don't get any beers or alcoholic beverages, you know, maybe they charge you $2 for a soda. You're walking out $35 plus tip. That doesn't exist anymore.
Hmm.
I mean, it does, but you got to go to Chipotle.
All right. OJ Simpson has been cremated. Bye. No public memorial is planned. Bye. His lawyer said, I am able to verify that OJ Simpson was cremated today. Others were present, but I'm not disclosing who. Guess who wasn't there? Ron or Nicole, because OJ murdered them.
All right.
Back with more straight ahead.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
From Twitter, the Washington Mystics have announced they are moving their June 7th game against the Indiana Fever to a larger venue, quote, due to unprecedented demand.
Okay.
The initial arena where that game was to be played sat 4,200 people. They are moving it to Capital One Arena, which seats 20,000. And our buddy Brad Porter just wrote, it kind of feels like Caitlin Clark should have a rider in her contract that says that if an opposing team moves their home to a venue 2 to 3 times their regular capacity, she gets a cut of that ticket revenue. Amen.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Amen. Do we have another airplane that almost made contact with another airplane?
We do.
Good
this
God.
One at Reagan National. The JetBlue flight, was headed to Boston when it almost hit a Southwest plane. The FAA investigating a potential case, a close call involving
that
JetBlue
in the air
flight.
Or on the tarmac?
Does
it say? Because ABC World News just teased this.
So it happened at 7:41 a.m. The FAA said an air traffic controller told the pilot of a Southwest flight bound for Orlando to cross runway number 4. At that same time, JetBlue flight 1554 to Logan Airport was cleared for takeoff on the same runway.
Oh, my God.
The air traffic controller yelled at both pilots to stop immediately. The planes ended up roughly 300 feet from one another. No one was injured. The JetBlue aircraft was inspected before taking off.
Why does this keep happening? Why?
I have no idea. The only logical answer would be air traffic controllers that aren't paying attention, but I don't want to blame them
well,
for it.
Or are overworked, underpaid, and there are not enough of them is one guess. Okay.
But how do you not know that there's two aircraft cleared for the same runway at the same time?
Sam,
it's kind of your entire job.
I got nothing, but I'm telling you, once a month we are talking about these stories.
All the time.
Of close contact or near contact. Mm-hmm. And I hate that word. Just say it. When they crashed, they crashed. Let's go to Fox 4 now. A man has been charged, idiot, for allegedly shooting at a driver in Lee's Summit during a road rage incident. He is 44-year-old Jacob Easter from Holt, Missouri, who faces charges for allegedly shooting at another driver during a road rage incident on the highway. According to court documents, Tuesday, April 16th, that's just 2 days ago, the victim was driving south on I-470 and noticed a maroon Chrysler Town & Country minivan driving erratically ahead of him. Because 44-year-old Jacob Easter is such a tough guy, he drives a maroon Chrysler Town & Country minivan.
I mean, I don't know about you, but while he's packing his heat to me.
The victim proceeded to get in the left lane and pass the driver of the minivan who was in the right lane. After doing so, the minivan returned to the right lane when he noticed the driver immediately get directly behind him. Court documents say the victim continued traveling south on I-470. This is right when I would be calling 911, just south of Northeast Bolin Road, when he noticed the driver of the minivan move back to the left lane to pass. And as the suspect did, passed him on the left, the victim noticed the driver pointing a handgun directly at him through a halfway open front passenger window. The victim slammed on the brakes and heard a single gunshot from the direction of the minivan. At that point, he called 911 and continued to follow the driver while giving police continual updates to their location, thank God. Officers found them.
I would not have followed the guy.
Well, Sam, what do you do, pull over on the highway?
No, you try to get away from him and go on with your day.
Officers located both cars, pulled the idiot Easter driver over, and found him to be in possession of a 9mm Taurus semi-automatic handgun loaded with 10 rounds. A single spent 9mm casing was found on the driver's side floorboard of his minivan.
Evidence.
As well as another spent casing on the passenger side dashboard. The victim's car was struck. An inspection of the exterior of the victim's vehicle revealed it to have a fresh single gunshot hole consistent with the 9mm round. Easter idiot is being held on a $100,000 cash only bond. He will be in court again April 24th. And I ask you, do stories like that change your driving habits? When someone is driving like a fool in front of you, are you now less likely to go around and give the Kermit the Frog face? Because I am. I don't want to be around a driver that's driving erratically, but I also don't want this to happen to me either.
I mean, you have given me a lot of advice, solicited or unsolicited, primarily unsolicited, involving my driving habits. I have listened. I have changed my driving habits. I did honk at someone aggressively last night.
That's not changing your habits, Sam.
Well, it was at the 103rd Street intersection of Warnell, where they put up that big curb where people aren't supposed to turn left. It's a very infuriating thing for people who travel through there a lot. Anyway, it was the first time I had honked at someone in probably months.
Okay, well, okay. Real quick, 913-586-7798. Does this change the way you drive? And I want to know what time of day this happened. Not that it matters. The Fox 4 story doesn't say.
It really
doesn't
matter.
But we have had crazy road rage things happen recently where it's like it's 7 in the morning.
I will say, though, if it did escalate to the point that idiot in the minivan is allegedly pulling his gun out and firing gunshots, I'm not following the guy. Because he can just as easily point that gun out his back window and do the same thing.
Okay.
You got a plate number. You got a vehicle description.
I tend to agree, however. The second the idiot that just shot at you goes home, there goes the evidence. Bye-bye. The casings are going to be out of the car.
You
He's going to put the gun away.
Hole in your car.
Sam, I'm telling you, I feel like without him, I feel like this guy would still be out there on the streets, road raging with his gun, had this driver not followed at a very safe far away distance behind, telling 911.
How far away is safe?
Well, I don't know. I don't
Bullets
know.
Bullets travel a long way, especially when the vehicle that's being shot at is traveling directly at it at 70 miles an hour.
Okay. As a mother, if it were one of my kids and they followed the car, I'd be furious.
Yeah?
I would say, you've got to get out of there. You've got to get out of there. You've got to get out of there. But I'm kind of proud of this guy for what he did because he's okay, number one. And number two, the guy's now off the streets. 913-586-7798. What do you think? I just assume that the drivers today have a weapon, are locked and loaded, and will shoot me if I honk if there's an aggressive maneuver, if I go around the car.
From the text line, the police could have recovered the shell casing and matched it up to the ballistics of the gun. I'm also...
If he kept the gun...
Well, it's probably registered in
his
name.
You just shot at someone on the highway. You know they can see your license plate because you're in front of them. He's not going to keep the gun. Am I wrong?
It's registered to his name. Unless he bought it illegally, and then we have a whole nother conversation to have.
Yeah, I don't know.
But when did it become such an inconvenience to be honked at that we need to pull out a firearm and shoot at somebody?
Sam, I am telling you, this is why you don't honk.
Then why put horns in cars?
I just assume when you honk, someone is going to shoot at me. I just assume it.
So do I'm being completely honest.
You don't honk.
Do we take horns out of cars?
No, no, because, you know, if you're getting ready to slam into somebody, you honk. I mean, there is a time and a place to honk, but I would tell you 103rd and Warnell's not it. You are going to get shot. I just assume everybody is crazy.
Well, thankfully I didn't get shot.
Phones are ringing, 586-7798. And I think it's the best advice to give to our teenage drivers. Assume that the 44-year-old in the maroon Chrysler Town and Country is going to shoot at you. Because that is exactly what happened here. And if you're in Lee's Summit and you know what time this happened, would you please tell me? Would you text us and tell us? Not that it's somehow acceptable if this happened at like 10 p.m. or midnight, but like we've seen a lot of these during morning rush hour, and I just don't, I don't get it. And I feel like in Kansas City, we're somehow worse at this than in other towns. I don't know why, but I really feel that way. Let's go to Dave in Olathe. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dana. How you doing today, girl?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in. Go ahead.
Well, just, it seems like I was telling Sam, I'm a courier by day. I drive all the time. Very courteous. Drive very carefully and very much... Your point, you never know who's going to shoot at you. Yesterday, probably a middle-aged gal in her 30s in a, you know, just a typical car.
Yeah.
Ran a stop sign, nearly hit me. I stopped, honked my horn, not an aggressive honk, just a beep, beep, you know, hey, yeah. Lady, what are you doing? Went around her, she gave me the double bird.
How old do you think she was? Like mom-aged?
Yeah, well, I mean, she was, you know, she wasn't in any kind of a fancy, wasn't in a BMW, just some kind of a Chrysler or Ford car, probably in her 30s, wasn't paying any attention, rolled through a stop sign. Fortunately, I saw it out of the, you know, the corner of my eye, honked. She then swerved over to get back in her lane. I moved to get around her. She gave me a terrible look and then got the double bird.
Well... Dave, I'm glad that you're okay. I'm glad that you got the double bird and nothing worse.
By the way, I am being lit up on the text line and on the phones. Sorry. Yes, you can own a gun legally without it being registered. I spoke out of turn.
I could not possibly.
I am being lit up for saying that, and I apologize.
Nor am I more adamant about not having that discussion at 5:45.
The moral of the story. Stop shooting at people for honking at you.
Focus, people, focus. When we get back, I might just mention this is how we ended the show yesterday, this horrible, horrible case where a much older man thought he was being scammed out of like $12,000 with one of these scams where the scammer calls you and says, hey, it's your nephew, I need bail money. You know that whole scam.
Arrested,
yeah, I've been arrested. You've got to send me the money. So the elderly man was a scam victim.
Right.
Then the scammers send an Uber driver to go retrieve, quote, a package at this man's address.
A completely legitimate Uber request.
Absolute.
Through the app.
Legit request, yep. Through the app. And this 61-year-old woman who's an Uber driver shows up and says, hey, I'm here for the package. The elderly man thinks she's the scammer. She has no idea what he's talking about. He shoots and kills her.
Yep.
And there's an update on World News Tonight in that case that we'll tell you about here in just a moment on Dana and Parks. Stick with us. So the FBI in January issued an alert regarding government impersonation scams that are now sending couriers like Uber drivers to the homes of their targets, often elderly people, to collect money or have them purchase gold or Bitcoin or other stuff. The FBI says its Internet Crime Complaint Center recorded that such activity had resulted in the losses of more than $55 million in the last 8 months of 2023. All right. So here's what happens. A scammer calls the old person and says, I need bail. This is the sheriff's department, or we're going to put your nephew behind bars and you're never going to see him again. And we need $10,000 and you should have that ready in an hour. Then the scammer, through Uber, sends an unsuspecting Uber driver over to pick up the package. This is exactly what unfolded this week in Ohio, where an 81-year-old man was scammed for this $12,000. You need to have this in a package. This poor 61-year-old woman, an Uber driver, shows up to get the package because through the app, she randomly is the one selected and she takes the job to go pick up this box. She has no idea he's being scammed. He has no idea she's being scammed. She shows up at his house. He pulls a gun, demands to know where the scammers are and why she's in on this. The still photos are horrifying.
You can watch the full video, including the sounds of the gunshots.
I cannot. I can't watch it. She is just there doing her job. He pulls a gun. She is no threat to him. She's like, I'm here to pick up the package. He shoots and kills her.
There's a guy on the phone center here.
So the male on the phone was trying to get money from you, and she was knocking on the door at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was telling me he was going to kill me and the family and everybody else around.
In a crazy turn of events, the Clark County Sheriff's Office was able to get that scammer on the line. The conversation picked up on body cam.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
Yeah, this is the officer speaking.
Okay, what officer?
Yeah.
No, I need to know what officer, sir.
You're going to be in trouble.
Okay. Let me ask you this. The female you sent over here, you know who she is?
Yes, I do.
According to the police report, one Clark County Sheriff's Office deputy ran that scammer's phone number, and it came back to Bell Mobility in Canada.
Of course it did.
That almost sounded like an AI voice.
Uber today is helping investigators look into the account that sent that poor woman to the 81-year-old's home. Lolitha Hall was gunned down in that driveway. Uber calls that a horrific tragedy, says our hearts continue to be with Lolitha's loved ones as they grieve. William Brock, 81 years old, was indicted this week on charges of murder, felonious assault, and kidnapping because he held her at gunpoint, wouldn't let her leave before he shot and killed her. The grand jury also said that the gun seized from his home, a .22 caliber revolver, is subject to forfeiture, of course. Brock has pleaded not guilty. Brock called 911 right before noon and said, I have shot a woman, quote, who tried to rob me. Again, she is just an Uber driver doing her job. I didn't know Uber could be used to pick up a package, by the way, until this story.
But I'll be honest, I was not well-versed on that either.
For the FBI to send out an alert that scammers are now using couriers to come to the homes of their scam victims scares me to death.
It's another degree of separation.
And you're right, Sam.
And I wonder
let someone else do the dirty work.
I wonder what that Uber request said.
It said, go to this address.
But then
pick up this package. That's
what
it said.
Then do what with the package, right?
Well, that's where I think the Uber corporation is going to be helpful to law enforcement. They will know exactly from that Uber transaction whose account this was, unless it was done on a burner phone with a new...
Make the account with a fake email.
But you would have to have a credit card tied to it. You have to have a credit card and a name tied to it, or it's not going to work.
Buy a Visa Express gift card and use that number.
And the phone came back registered to someone in Canada.
By the way, I'm sure somewhere in Canada that had nothing to do with the call. It was probably a spoof number. I've gotten scam calls from my own phone number before.
The sheriff's office in the town where this happened has issued a news release, including a reminder, particularly to old people, that law enforcement or courts will never solicit cash for bail money, ever, in the manner it was done in this case. We encourage all citizens to use extreme caution when being contacted unexpectedly by subjects claiming to be relatives incarcerated. What a sad, sad story out of Ohio. Scott is back tomorrow. Thank you for your continued support of the Dana and Parks program. It will be Dana and Parks tomorrow.
Not Dana or Parks.
I will be in a much better mood tomorrow. Be safe tonight. Be good, everybody. Talk tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.